share your name and where you're calling. Okay, well, we're going to get this call started. And again, my name is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We're so excited to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. We're starting this day with a brand new day, a brand new week, and about to start a brand new month. And with that, we're going to magnify the Lord this Monday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us this day. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, you told us when two or three come together, touching, agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We say welcome in this place, in this telecommunication sanctuary. We glorify you, Father, for all those that are on this call this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you're blessing their going out, blessing their coming in, blessing everything that pertains to them, Father, their household, their children, their children's children, their loved ones, Lord God, their families, their communities. We thank you, Father God, for starting this day new in their lives, that they're healed, they're whole and complete in you. Father, we glorify you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We glorify you, Father, for using these women of God in a mighty way, Lord. So we ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to put your loving arms around them, Lord God. Let them know how pleased and how well pleased you are with them, Father God, as they go forth and carry forth your word daily to bless the people that you've given them, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that this day, Lord God, that you be glorified, that you be magnified. So we're lifting the speaker before you this morning, oh God. I ask you that you bless, Lord, like never before. Bless everything that pertains this lady, Lord God, as she gives forth your word in the power, Lord God. And with that power, Father, we know that it is in that we're living in the power of your resurrection, and we're fellowshipping in your suffering, Lord God. And with that, we know that we are victorious in you. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify you, and we honor you for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do in each and every life that's on this call and those that are coming on this call. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. And TMC family, I say I love you, and so good to have you on the call this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, and praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister LaShawn. Take it away.
Amen, and praise God for such an awesome, awesome tagline. Magnify the Lord with me Monday. Good morning, TMC family. I am just so excited that we are all on the line this morning and that we're giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Welcome to the TMC call. Wow, wow, wow. Can you believe that we are coming up on October already? And that means we are inviting you to celebrate with us. Celebrate with us. Let us know how this call has enriched, enhanced, and empowered you as a believer and as you started your day. That means the week of the 20th, October 20th through the 24th, we are inviting you, our Master's Call family, to join us as we celebrate 4 years of steadfast, unmovable, unwavering faith and dedication to this call. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. We're all the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus joy. And to let you know a little bit about this call was founded October 25th, 2010 by two awesome women of God, two believers of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And when they started this call, they said yes to the master and followed the mandate to the T. And the reason why I said that is because they followed God's instructions. And when God tells us to do something, we have to do it the way that he tells us to do it. And that is what they did. And because of that, this call is blessed. So God gave them a scripture reference to stand on. And that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. And we also encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because what we know about God is when our prayers go up, his blessings come down. So we're excited about that. We also know that they followed this mandate for this call, and he gave him a script. Give them a scripture reference, which can be found on our beautiful, beautiful website, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we invite you to join us each and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you can also listen to the messages and learn more about our speakers throughout the day and throughout the week and even on the weekends through our interactive website. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. But we invite you to this call every day, Monday through Friday, at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 6 o'clock Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. And we also ask that you call a few minutes before so you can fellowship and talk with our Master's Call family. Ah, it's a beautiful, beautiful experience to share and talk before the call. And then we also save a part of the call on Fridays for you to give us your testimonies, your praise reports, and your prayer requests. And that takes place directly after the call. So we are just so excited what God is doing with this call. We also invite you to the morning motivational call, and that is an awesome, awesome call itself. That call is founded by some dynamic, dynamic movers and shakers of Artists International. Our godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, started the call, and she has a team of platinums, a team of dedicated artistpreneurs that come on the line and really get your day started. So we invite you to join us on that call. It follows this call each and every day. And that number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. And thinking about artists, we're just so excited because we are on our way to beautiful, beautiful Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. Yes, the last week of October, we're down to 30 days before we go out there for our empowerment conference. And I tell you, if you haven't been to an artist empowerment conference, I don't know what to say. I remember my very first one. It was just so uplifting. It's so exciting. And you get to meet each other on this call. So I invite you to have your road lead to Atlantis Bahamas Resort. And if you want to know more about that, go to www.artistempowermentconference.com and register, register, register. I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. And you may say, well, wait a minute, what does artists have to do with this prayer call? And I thought I came here to praise the Lord. Well, guess what? You did come here to praise the Lord. And we are excited because Artist is a health and wellness company that brought us all together. But not only that, Artist International is sold out to the Lord. The founders of the of Artist International started this beautiful, beautiful health and wellness ministry with God in mind. So that is why we wanted to share it with you. So go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to minister to you about Artist International, and they will be more than glad to share that information with you. Well, I'm about to move out the way so I can hear thus saith the Lord. My sister is about to come on the line, and she is a powerful vessel of God. She is going to bring it straight from the Holy Ghost Press, and I'm just so excited what God is doing in Minister Kai Brown's life. Kai was born in my state, my city, New York City, and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She has received a Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering in 96, and she was called into ministry in 2000. As a lay minister, and God has led her to seminary, where she received her Master's of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a PhD candidate in pastoral care and counseling. Kai is also in the process of ordination in the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and to share what he has given to her with his people. And Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being a proud, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who goes to Center College in Danville, Kentucky, and is also one of their star football players. Kai is an artist. She looks forward to whatever God has in store for her, but she believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. So without further ado, I am bringing on the line none other than my beautiful sister, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there?
I am here, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, my sister. Well, first I want to say thank you so much to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two amazing women of God have given me this opportunity, and you never take it lightly when you come before the people of God, because God loves his people, and he desires that they are well taken care of and well fed. So you have to understand when you come before his people, you have to come with his word, uncompromised and unhindered. So I thank them for this opportunity. I give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. So we're just going to get right into the word today. And when you hear the topic, you might go, what? But just bear with me for a minute, and you'll understand. Okay, we're going to start with Genesis 32, 24 through 27. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched, and as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, let me go, because it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go until you bless me. Now, the message is entitled, Was Jacob Really Wrestling with God? I'm sure some are wondering where this is going, because the word clearly tells us in Genesis 32 and 30 that he was. And the word says, so Jacob called this place Peniel, saying, it was because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. So we know that it was God that was physically present in that place. But was Jacob really wrestling with God? So let me just get into what I mean by that. We often approach this story looking at Jacob's perseverance and not letting go until he was blessed by God. What we really talk about is what God was really doing during that time. If we notice, the word says, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. It doesn't say, and Jacob wrestled with the man until daybreak. It says, and the man wrestled with him until daybreak. So we have to really just take a step back and not look at it from the perspective of what Jacob was doing during that confrontation, but what God was really doing during that confrontation. We know immediately that God could have ended that confrontation at any moment. He didn't have to bless Jacob because Jacob said, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. But God was already prepared to bless Jacob. God told him as much earlier in Genesis 31. Now, if we look at this situation from God's standpoint and what he was doing, we understand a little bit better. So let's just look at Genesis 31 and 3. And it states, then the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your fathers and to your people, and I will be with you. So the idea for Jacob to go home was not his own, even though he was worried about what his father-in-law was going to do to him. But God gave him a mandate, and it's funny because Minister LaShawn said it this morning in hosting that when God says for us to do something, we need to do exactly what he says when he says it. So when God instructed Jacob to go home, he never told him to try and bribe his brother or to break up into two companies, but Jacob, being true to his character, did exactly what he wanted to do the way he thought it should be done. Instead of just saying, God said go, I'm going to go, and whatever happens, happens, he's going to manipulate and maneuver the situation so that he can bribe his brother or impress his brother with all these many great things so that his brother will receive him and not kill him. But that's not what God said. God said, go, and I will be with you. And that should have been more than enough for Jacob, but it wasn't, because Jacob feared Esau more than he feared God. See, if he had feared God more, he would have just went and said, okay, Esau, here I am. Do what you're going to do, because I know what God told me. But instead, Jacob showed a false humility. And what I mean by a false humility is that he went back to God and he said, in 32:9-12, instead of just going and saying, okay, Lord, I'm going and the consequences are what they are, in verses 9 through 12, then Jacob prayed, O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, you said to me, go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all this kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed the Jordan, but now I have become two camps. Save me, I pray, from the hands of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you said, I will surely make you prosper and will make your descendants like the sands of the seas, which cannot be counted. So what Jacob did here was he said, hey, God, remember what you said? You said you were going to do this for me. So now I need you to do it. But instead of allowing God to do what he said, Jacob said, well, I'm going to do some things to help you out. You know how we sometimes get? We want to help God, you know, do what he said he's going to do for us. We want to assist in the mission, when instead we should take our hands and watch God show up and show out on our behalf. So what Jacob decided to do was say, hey, God, you told me you were going to do this. I'm going to remind you told me you were going to do this. And now I'm going to help you out. I'm going to set up these 200 female goats and these 20 male goats, and then behind them 200 ewes and 20 rams, and then behind them 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, and I'm going to set these up in succession so that as my brother approaches me, he can see all the gifts and all the things that I can give him, and maybe I can win his favor and he won't kill me that way. So instead of trusting God's plan, he was going to make his own plan. See, Jacob had to be true to his character, and we know he was the deceiver, he was a manipulator, and he wanted to do things the way he wanted to do them. So instead of Jacob humbly returning and trusting God, he would not need to scheme the way he did or try to bribe his way back into the good graces of Esau with all of these gifts. Now, let's not get it twisted. Jacob was being deceptive, and he got this honestly because his mother set him up with the name Jacob, which means deceiver. And not only did she set him up with that name, she turned around and showed him how to get the blessing from his father through deception. So Jacob came by that honestly. You know, that apple didn't roll too far away from the tree. So he was living up to the character of the name he was given. So he wasn't just trying to go off willy-nilly. Now, let me have a transparent moment with you. My son's name is Christopher, which means Christ bearer or follower of Christ. And even though at the time I named him, I was not walking with God, I understood the principle of calling those things that are not as though they are. So I was going to give my son the birthright of being a Christ follower. It wasn't by accident or happenstance. God knew what his plan was for Christopher. So he, even though I wasn't completely walking with him, planted the seed. So we have to be careful as parents, the legacy we give our children with the names we give them. So Jacob wanted to do it his way. And we know the rest of the story. He tells, you know, he will not let go of this man that he is wrestling with. And he says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Even then, Jacob was trying to maneuver and manipulate God or the situation because he wanted it his way. See, but God had already planned and prepared to bless him. But Jacob, being Jacob, had to do it his way. So God was really wrestling with Jacob and not Jacob with God. God had always planned to bless Jacob. He told him as much in Genesis 31. His descendants would be as numerous as the sands and would not be able to be counted. So understand, this was not about what Jacob did that caused him to be blessed. God was already going to bless him. Now, if we look at what God was doing, God, however, had to change Jacob's name. Therefore, he was in the process of wrestling with his character to take him from being Jacob the deceiver to Israel, the father of great nations. At the time, God could have put an end to the wrestling match at any moment. He touched his hip socket and it was disjointed, dislocated, and there was nothing Jacob could do. God could have killed Jacob at that moment if he chose to, but that was not God's plan. So what God was doing is he was wrestling with Jacob to get that character in order and to build things that Jacob would need to become Israel. Now, does that mean Jacob got it right once he got the name change? No. But God had to build some things in him through this process. So the first thing God was building in Jacob was perseverance without manipulation. See, God had to teach Jacob that you have to press through this thing without trying to move me according to what you want. So he had to teach him how to persevere and be persistent in a godly manner and not in a manipulative and a deceptive way. So he was wrestling with that character so that he could change him from Jacob to Israel. God was teaching Jacob self-control. See, because you have to truly submit to the regiment and control self to be able to wrestle the way that Jacob was wrestling. You have to be in control of oneself. So God was working on that self-control because Jacob didn't have self-control. Jacob would try and buy his way out of situations. Jacob would try and maneuver and manipulate things to get done. There was no self-control. He was going to do whatever he had to do to get what he wanted. The third thing was God taught Jacob endurance. See, because you got to be able to endure to be the father of great nations. You've got to be able to endure even though it doesn't look good or feel good or seem like things are going the way that they should. You've got to be able to press towards that endurance. So God was teaching Jacob endurance, but he was also teaching him patience. Because Jacob had to go through some things. He had to be patient for God to bring about this great destiny that he had planned for him. He had to wait on the Lord. He had to learn how to wait and wait without trying to fix it the way he was trying to fix meeting up with his brother with gifts and the way he was trying to fix meeting up with his brother by separating into two companies. See, he wanted to do it his way, but God was saying, wait on me. I'm wrestling with you to teach you these things because I have the world to put in your hands. So God was giving Jacob everything he would need to truly fulfill his role as Israel, the father of great nations. So although it may appear Jacob was wrestling with God, it was actually God bringing Jacob from his old character as the deceiver, manipulator, liar, to his new character as Israel, the father of great nations. What is God wrestling with you over? What is he trying to instill in you in preparing to bless you? And are you willing to allow God to wrestle those things from your character that need to be wrestled so he can take you to that next level in your artist business, in your ministry, in your life in general? Be willing to wrestle with God or to allow God to wrestle those things from you until he is ready to bless you. Minister LaShawn, back to you.
hear me now, Minister Kai?
I can hear you.
Amen, amen. I'm over here shouting and praising, and I thought you were able to hear me, but I muted myself out on my phone. Praise God for such an awesome, awesome on-time word. We would like to call you back, Minister Kai, for our closing benediction. But let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning with honor, with praise, with all the glory that you have done for us. Lord, we just want to thank you for this word, for this reminder, for us to let go and let you do what it is that you do best, Lord. Remind us, Lord, that you are God and God all by yourself, and that we do not have to be your co-pilot and do your work, but for us to sit back and let us be the passenger in the seat and allow you to bless us the same way you did with Israel. Lord, we just want to thank you so much for this beautiful vessel that you have given us this morning, Minister Kai. Thank you for the word that you have given us, Lord. Thank you for using her and her voice to remind us of your word, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, and ask that you bless her, Lord. Refill her as she freely gave herself, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for decreasing her and increasing yourself within her so we can hear exactly what it is that we need in order for us to be blessed, Lord. We want to thank you for the two angels of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God. Lord, continue to fill their cup and let it to overflow so they can continue to bless others, Lord. We thank you in advance for all the mighty, mighty blessings you are doing in each and every one of our lives, individually and collectively, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord, for Artists International, not only for bringing us together, Lord, but for giving us an opportunity to change our health, to change our zip code, to change our status, Lord, just to do everything that it is that you birthed artists to be, God. We thank you right now in advance for releasing illnesses because we know that each and every illness, stroke, heart disease, hepatitis, addiction, HIV, cancer, any of those, Lord, they must all bow down to the authorities of Jesus. So we want to say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for releasing any illness from any of your children, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for any financial burden that your children are going through, Lord, because we know that we say in Jesus' name is already yea and amen. So we thank you for the abundance that you are giving us, reminding us to be good stewards of our money, to tithe our money, and to also help out those who do not have. Lord, we thank you for releasing homelessness and addiction, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for releasing chains, Lord, imprisonment, Lord. We just want to thank you for everything, God. We also thank you, Lord, for soothing the hearts of those who are bereaved, Father. We know that joy is going to come in the morning, and those tears are going to turn into dancing. So we just want to thank you in advance for all those who are bereaved, Lord, and for us trusting and knowing that you are God and God all by yourself, and that there is no failure or no mistakes in what you do. God, we give you all the honor. We give you all of the glory. And, Lord, as we are on these highways and byways, or as we're coming back to our homes, we know that they're going to come back better than what we left them, because we believe and trust in you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, it is that time of the call where I invite you to be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and letting the world know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Minister Brenda, thank you for that awesome, awesome tagline, because Minister Kai hit it on the nail that if we magnify the Lord, all will be well. And Minister Kai, I want to thank you for that on-time word. What a beautiful, beautiful interpretation of the word and what God has given you. We thank you for that. And Master's Call family, again, if you want to hear this message or share it with somebody that you care and love, so all you have to do is send them to 712-432-1085. The access code that they would need to hear this call is the same. That is 957-677-POUND. We also invite you to go to our website if you want to hear this call in its entirety tomorrow or any day after that. And that is www.themasterscall.net. We also invite you to go to the MMC call that is happening in a few minutes. The number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. And do not forget the week of October 20th to the 24th, we invite you, Master's Call family, to celebrate with us as we celebrate 4 years of steadfast calls and giving you the word straight from God. We want to thank you all, and Minister Kai, I am calling you back for our closing benediction, and also don't forget to go to www.Artist Empowerment Conference and get your tickets. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister LaShawn. And also, brothers and sisters, remember, today is the last day to book your hotel at the $99 rate. Please make sure if you're going that you get that done. So I'd like to just go before God and close us out. Thank you, Father, that the accomplishment of your will ultimately rests in your hands alone. Father, we thank you that we are not in charge, nor are we in control. We ask that you continue to go before us, great God, preparing every detail necessary to accomplish your will in our lives. We surrender and submit as we leave this call, but never your presence. We ask that you give us this day our daily bread. We praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Have a great day. Bye-bye.